Thank you for holding. Is this Cheyenne?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Cheyenne. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
So far, so good. I'm a little tired from taking the kids out last night, but, you know, we're doing it.
Oh, I feel that.
I got a 6-year-old and a 1.5-year-old, so it's mandatory.
Oh, yeah, mine's 7, 6, 4, and 2.
Oh, okay. So you know the drill. You had twice the work. I shouldn't be complaining. Well, again, my name's John. I'm the director. I know you were speaking with Tara about putting Post Services LLC on the first page of the Google search results. She wanted me to jump on the line just to kind of go over pricing. There was a discount that she requested and answer any questions that you might
have.
And
what was the name of the company you guys were with again?
Yeah, Local Splash, like LOCAL, like people in your area, then Splash, like water.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to send you the pricing page right now so that way you could see everything rather than us just tell you. But did you have any, like, particular questions that popped up while you were talking to her about what we could do for your company, or?
I think she was pretty thorough that I would be on the first page if anybody searches the keywords of the things that we provide.
Right. Yeah, that's the major benefit to you, obviously. But, you know, there is more that we bring to the table for your company. We're actually an A to Z digital branding firm. So even though we're a Google partner, we don't call out unless we have a spot available for a home improvement contractor. We do also complete your online business profile. So like if you didn't have a website, we would build that. We would list you on Google's trusted directories, things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, just to name a few. So you're going to have multiple different ways to generate leads aside from just the Google placement. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be the Google placement that the call is coming from.
Okay.
Okay. So are you familiar with any of the local competitors, like Dell Ellis Construction or Kinsman Construction? Have you heard of those guys? Edwards
Not
Family?
Really.
No? Good. You don't need to know who they are anyway. Who cares? I imagine you're not really looking for a home improvement contractor anyway. You know, if you needed it, you'd probably do it yourself, right?
Or that's correct, yeah.
Yeah. Have your other half take care of it. But it is exclusive. So Tara was telling me that you cover about a 70-80 mile radius.
We go to Marshall's quite often, so we're always going over that mountain pass. So.
Yeah, is that over, is Medford more than 50 miles from you? Let me look it up here.
Yeah, it's like 70 to 80 miles away.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the reason that I ask is because your address is in Klamath Falls. If we send Google sends everybody a PIN verification. You'll notice if you look up home improvement contractor, there's like a map. There's only 3 top recommended, but on the map, there's like a little red dot kind of indicating where those companies are. Have you seen that before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what happens in that process is they send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. It comes in your physical mail, and then you get about a 50-mile radius from where that letter is sent. Okay? So the only way to really get you to show up further than 50 miles is a campaign called Google Advertising, which is the little ads that pop up. There's not actually a company in your local area that's doing a Google ad, but you'll notice if you search for home improvement contractors in Medford, of course, there's people running ads in that area trying to compete and get those opportunities, right? But since you're not actually
there.
There's
more bigger areas, you know?
Right, there's more people, right? Since you're not actually over there, that wouldn't be classified as your local service area. So it's a little different. The only way we could get you showing over there would be to have that Google advertising, and that actually makes the campaign a little bit more expensive. It would be something like our premier packages that have the Google ads in it. Did you get the pricing page that I sent you?
I actually was just going to it.
Okay. Yeah, so the premier packages, I mean, the pricings are like $449 per month on a month-to-month basis. And then they go all the way up to $599. I mean, I could put you on that $449 pricing structure and just kind of lock you in at that discounted rate, but I could get you the Platinum Premier. That way you get the website, the ads, the Google Business Profile, Bing, you know, basically everything in the traditional local SEO plus the ads. But if we didn't have to do that, I mean, that's the difference between $249 and $449. If you only wanted to cover 50-mile radius from your address, you still got the website, all the bells and whistles, it's $249 a month with the discounts. If you want to cover Medford, which I would understand why you would want to, it's a high-traffic area, we would have to go with that Platinum Premier package, and I could mark it down to $449. I could waive all setup fees on these packages. So it really just
depends. And if you did do that, would that only do the first month and then the next
month I would pay
the full price?
No. I'd be locking you in. I'll lock you in at the discounted rate, and then I'll send everything to you in writing too, so that way you have it on file and we have it on file. You'll keep that rate as long as you're with us. And then it's month to month. You don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. So we just go 30 days
okay,
at a time
and
the tracking system.
Do you guys know how, what's the word I'm looking for, how effective what you guys do is for people's business, like compared to what we were getting now?
Yeah, I mean, it's been the most profitable form of online advertising for the last, like, 15 years. But the company that you're using now actually uses this type of marketing to get the leads that they sell to you. The Home Advisor by Angie's Leads program?
Yeah.
They're on Google. Like, if you look up Home Improvement Contractor, even in Klamath Falls, there's Bing, or there's Angie's List, excuse me, and Home Advisor up there. Angie's has 10 of you. Home Advisor has 5 of you. So all they're doing is putting themselves on Google to get leads, you know. Google's not putting themselves on Home Advisor. Home Advisor's putting themselves on Google, yeah, and then they get the leads. Maybe they pay Google $20 for it, but they sell it to you for $40. And I know, you know, if you got 4 kids, there's times where they're charging you $40-$50 for a lead, whether you get the job or not. That's groceries for a couple days, you know? I grew up in a family of 4. I know $400 in groceries doesn't last very long.
That's true.
Yeah, I was the 3rd board of the 4, so I know. but, yeah, so, I mean, there's times where you're paying per lead in that system, and you're not generating anything. So let's say your leads are like $50-$60 a pop on that. By the time you get 10 leads, you're spending $500 or $600. Whereas we list you independently, you spend $249 or $449 if you're hitting the Medford area, and you're not limited on the amount of opportunities. The people can call you directly. Not only that, we're not just listing you for the keyword home improvement contractor. We're listing you for 15 different keyword terms or phrases that fall within your industry, and you can hand select them. So if you want to be more specific, like kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, build-in addition, right, or your guys' specialties or niche, even flooring, it all falls under that umbrella of home improvement contractor. So you can list yourself for those keywords. And we have a system called Google Analytics that allows you to see the keywords and how much they're being searched in these areas. So we're not guessing on what we need to list you for in order for you to, you know, get phone calls and get your phone ringing. We actually give you guys access to that. You can see all the keywords you're currently listed for. You can see the ones you're not. If you ever want to switch them out, you could always switch them out through your account management team here. So we're kind of manipulating that information to our advantage.
Okay.
To help you be successful. Then obviously the more money you guys make, the more you'll come back to use us each month. So if you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid. We kind of get in there and put in our 2 cents, but you guys have final say on everything because it's representing your business, you know, at the end of the day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I guess I have a question. At this time, our business is still not holding a contractor's license, which limits us to jobs that are around $1,000.
Right.
And typically fall under the terminology of handyman and or maintenance or, you know, something like that.
Right.
So with that being said, you know, I'm not sure if it would be best for us to list our company so much as a contracting company as it would be better to list as a maintenance or, you know, something more appropriate to what we're actually allowed to conduct business
right.
at this time.
Right.
We
yeah,
are
so.
In the process of trying to get the contractor's license, though, so we have to book and everything like that, trying to study it enough to actually pass the test.
Right. Right. No, and I appreciate that. For you guys saying that, you know, obviously I wouldn't want to list you improperly or give the potential prospect the wrong idea in calling you.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could still do this. That's at your own discretion. We don't have to, it's not required of us in order to post you. However, you do run a risk internally. And then obviously we wouldn't be able to do any kind of Google advertising. If you guys are not Google advertising, Google Guarantee until you have your license. Google Guarantee is a more advanced form of Google Ads you'll see in the Medford area. It's a more large metropolitan area that has people actually running that program. But obviously, if you decided to move forward, we would have to start with the keywords or services that you're eligible to do. I would obviously recommend that rather than putting yourself up there to receive jobs over that $1,000 marker, you know? I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste the customer's time. So what we would do is we would target the strategy and the keywords to reflect just those smaller jobs until that license test is passed and you guys complete it. Obviously, at that point, you would want to contact me or your customer service representative, and that way we can switch your keywords over and launch you at that time, so that way you start receiving calls and opportunities for those larger jobs. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It's a very complicated, drawn-out answer, but it's accurate. So.
Well, sometimes the simple answers aren't enough, right?
Yeah, I like to be really thorough and transparent because it's a month-to-month thing, you know? So it's like one thing comes back and you guys think it's false and it's like I run the risk of losing you, and that's not what we're interested in. We want to start small and then, you know, who knows, maybe a year from now we're having a conversation about a lot bigger bucks and a lot bigger service area if you guys end up hiring people and growing. So, you know, we got to build trust.
That's definitely the goal.
Yeah, that should always be the goal. Never start small, finish small. But I always tell people, I'm like, you haven't really started your business yet until you put it on Google and have it verified and get your website and everything up and running. So basically what we
That's true. I've been trying to search my business on Google, and it just won't pop up really anywhere on Google.
And that's actually something I was going to ask.
That's what we do.
On top of getting the service of advertisement, I am interested in having either a review of my website where you guys can or offer suggestions or whatever it be, or maybe even getting another build going.
Yeah,
I have a website. I built it through GoDaddy, so
nice.
It was free.
Okay.
But
yeah.
With their website options, I couldn't
make it the way
do
you
it.
Want. Yeah.
Exactly. There's
yeah,
a
yeah,
lot of desires that I'm not able to do.
We wanted
yeah.
it to be like a multi-page where they could go through the number of things and they could open up different things, and it was really blocked up. And so ultimately, we weren't able to do all the things we wanted to, but it's a little bit, it explains our company, but it's a little bit disorganized.
Right. So here's, again, with the transparency, right? So if you guys do the campaign with the Google Ads, the one that I was discounting, it's the Platinum Premier. If I would do that one at $449, I'll include a My Site, which is a custom website design. You see where it says Optimized Website in that package, the Platinum Premier package, right under Google Ads.
Okay.
So the site, I would include the site, but it would be an even upgraded version of that. It's custom website design, meaning we could do whatever we want with it, and we have graphic designers in-house. So you guys don't have to jump on the computer and do a bunch of legwork. You just paint the picture on what you want, and then they'll take care of it and do it for you guys. And then the hosting's included in that package. So any changes you guys want to make as we go, or add photos, change the logo, things like that, or even develop a logo, that's all in that package. I could also get you a site for the regular platinum package that I was telling you that covers the 50-mile radius. We'd be missing Medford in that one. But that one wouldn't be a custom website design. It would be an optimized landing page. Still better than what you get from GoDaddy. Still hosted by us, customized by us, but it's not the same as the other site if you got that upgraded package. So either way, I would include the site for you. I would make sure that you guys had the .com. It's just really about what package that you guys want to go with starting out.
Okay.
So that's the dollars and cents question for mom and dad.
You really make it tough. You really make it tough on us.
That's what I'm supposed to do.
I'm supposed to
help you and help Google at the same time, you know? That's what I'm here for.
449 So just curious, not discounted, what is that 449 one's original price?
The original pricing for it, usually what they do is $549 with a $299 setup. So that's why it says $1,098 is because they usually ask for 2 months up front on that, but I waived that as well. So usually it would be $1,098 actually, and then the $299 setup fee. You spend about $1,400 getting it all launched. But I'm waiving the setup fee. I'm waiving the 2 month contract.
Why didn't you leave with all that, man?
Definitely should have led with how much the discount was.
Yeah. Well, again, I told you that I plan on starting small. You know, the point is to I try to get the pricing structure as low as I could, so that way I can get your foot in the door. My industry is a little weird. Like, I like having your guys' foot in the door. It's kind of like the people at Sam's Club. They give you the cracker to taste, and then the box is over there. So this is the cracker.
Right.
Like, we're getting you all set up. I guess that's kind of diminishing to what I'm doing for you, but it gets everything set up. It gets your foot in the door. You know, gets everything going, verified, website built, gives us that fuzzy feeling. And then, obviously, after a couple months down the line, if we're growing, you know, then those conversations are a lot easier. We already know each other. We've already been working with each other. We've already brought in jobs to the table for you guys. You know, so it makes those conversations a lot easier. Also,
okay.
I've been hearing those little kids in the background since the phone call started, so that kind of incentivized me, too, being a father of two.
Yeah, those little ones, you know, I'm trying to make a decent life for them to at least have something decent growing up, and then when they're older, you know, they can choose to maybe take over the business, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how we do it for, you know? Like I said, I was the third of four, so I lived out of my older brother's hand-me-downs for half my life.
Yeah.
So I know how it is with my boys. I'm like, I don't want them to have to do that, though. You know, I know he sees his older brother in that shirt. I'm not about to save it.
Right. Well, I definitely do think that we are interested in the 449 one.
Okay. Yeah, you guys are going to love this. If you could do anything with that home advisor program, then I have no doubt that you guys will be able to do great with this campaign.
Yeah, I believe so, too. This is what I've been searching for and been getting other things. Of course, I always get these spam calls that are, like, not American, and they're trying to tell me they're with this advertising company. I'm like, no, I'm not interested.
Yeah, I'll pass.
I almost hung up on the lady that called me with you guys.
Really?
And I was like, oh, well, you know, she's American. I should probably just, you know, entertain the idea. And then, you know, I'm glad I didn't just hang up.
Yeah. All the Google partners are in California, so they should speak pretty solid English. They should sound like us. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they're just like Arabian or something like that.
Yeah, no.
And I'm like, you know, I just think Cal is scamming me.
Yeah, bye. I do that too. I'm like, your English doesn't sound very good. I have somebody else call me.
Well, they're trying to tell me that they're like right next to me, right? They're like, oh, we're in Jacksonville, which is over there in Medford, and they're calling me from like a Texas number, and I'm like, bro, no, you're not. You're not over there.
Yeah. Get out of here with that nonsense. No. Yeah, everybody here is California-based, so, and we do everything in-house, so you won't have to worry about anything like that. Also, if you do move forward, you guys have the account with us. They're going to ask you a security question and everything in English, so you'll know you're talking to the right people. You'll be able to differentiate us from them.
All right. So, oh, that's
good. In order to get everything set up, Cheyenne, I got to create a Google business profile. Okay, and then we're going to get that PIN verification letter sent out that I talked to you guys about earlier. What's the business street address that I could send that to?
Yeah, so right now it's 2154 Everline Avenue. Okay. It's Klamath Falls, Oregon, 97601.
Okay.
And Everline is actually spelled weird. It's E-V-E-R-L-E-I-N.
Okay, yeah, I found it. 2154 Everline Avenue.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. So it says it's going to take 3 to 5 days for you guys to send your PIN verification. They're going to mail it from the San Francisco location. So it should get there a little quicker. They usually say 5 to 7, but you guys are not as far as some of these accounts that we set up. Okay, so let me update this. Okay, and then you have the option. I know you guys got the little ones there. Do you want to have the address hidden on Google and all the other directories online?
Yeah, we want this address hidden, right?
Yeah, you're not going to
the
customer.
Please.
Okay, yeah, don't worry. I got
you. Yeah, we don't want them coming here, you know, it's a house, not really a business.
I hear you. Last thing I want is people showing up around my house either. My kid's probably tearing up the front yard or something.
Exactly. You never know what weirdos are going to come looking anyway.
Yeah. I always tell people, too, like, especially, I actually ask them that question usually, like, do you have kids? And then they'll be like, yes or no. And then if they say yes, I'm like, I'm going to hide your address. I just usually do it like that. Because it's like, I'm pro Second Amendment. I don't want anybody coming around my family. You know, the last thing you want to do is say, hey, here's a big successful business owner at this address. Come on over here, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And they just be all jealous because you're a big successful owner, right? And they just want to murderize your family or something. You never know.
Yeah, the competitors trying to come over and put a couple holes in your tire.
Yeah, I feel myself like I'll need this ladder.
Yeah, it's all bad. Okay, so I do have to add So your spouse, I believe I spoke with him earlier, or for a second earlier, briefly, he asked me some questions. What was his first and last name?
Yes. Kenneth Coast.
Kenneth Coast?
Yeah, P-O-S-T.
Oh, okay, Post. Okay, gotcha. And then is he usually the one that goes out on the job and does all the client facing?
Yeah.
Okay, he would pass a background check?
Probably so.
Okay. I'm like, you're a good person to ask that to. we just want to make sure. I mean, he sounds obviously like a good guy, dad of four, you know, just working, trying to do his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, you know, we have to make sure if we're going to send you guys to people's homes that, you know, we're sending good people. So,
not criminals.
Yeah, exactly. So they will look into them a little bit, but it'll only be stuff that's accessible to them online, so. If you guys do want to advance into the Google Guarantee later on, then we'll do more advanced background screening at that time. But you have to go through the Google Ads for like 2-3 months before you qualify for that anyway. So we'll cross that when we get there. What's his primary line of contact? I'm going to add him as the partner or co-owner to the account.
Oh, like his phone number?
Yeah, just in case he calls in. We're not going to be bugging him. But it's just in case he calls in, we know who we're speaking with.
All right, it is 458.
Okay.
254-0217.
Okay. And then I'll text him my direct number and extension. I'll be the account lead for you guys. So if he has any other further questions or if he just wants to talk to me straight up real quick, maybe he's out there, he had a job that he just never wants to go out on again. You could call me. He's like, these kind of people are horrible. Just take that off. I don't want these kind of guys calling me anymore. Blackout. So I'm going to text it to him right now, and then I'll also send that to you. The phone number that we're on right now, Cheyenne, is that the best phone number to be listed directly on Google for the customers to contact?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So...
Thomas should have my number now. And then I'm going to send it to this phone as well. Do you usually answer the phone, Cheyenne?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, okay. All right, so I'm going to send you my number, too, to this phone.
Okay.
Okay. There's a 24/7 customer service department, too, but if you guys just want to talk to me directly, at least that way you got a direct point of contact. I'll basically walk you through it until I feel like you guys got it, and then I'll let you do your thing.
Okay.
Okay, and then what? Your last name's Post as well, right? You guys are married?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Congrats. I just got married like 2.5 months ago. Okay, and then...
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, August 28th. I feel like I was already married. Oh, wow. What year? How long have you been?
2015.
Oh, okay, yeah, so you guys have been together for a while, since around the firstborn.
Yeah, we met each other when I was 13. I'm 27 now.
Oh, man, you guys are like my older brother. My older brother and his wife, they met in middle school. And they were their...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they were each other's first boyfriend and girlfriend, and they never broke up. And they're married now.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, it's like a true.
Not
love.
Not the story here. Not the hardcore.
Yeah. Well, that's a given in life, right? Life's always going to have its ups and downs, but yeah, she was a good mediator for us because we went through a rough patch, and I used to beat him up, kind of get my revenge from all the stuff he did to me growing up. And then she kind of mediated, like, look, you guys are the same. You're just... So, actually, I don't know if I would still talk to him too much anymore if she wasn't there, you know? It kept the family together.
Right.
So, yeah, now our boys go play.
That can be real sometimes.
Yeah, it can be pretty rough, you know? Especially guys, you get your disagreements, and we're stubborn. We want the other one to apologize first. You know how that goes. I'll let it go on for years until... something emotional happens, and then I'm like, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, siblings are tough to get along with.
Yeah,
my mom had 6 kids, and I was the third born, so.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess we're similar in that way. So my mom had 4, but she adopted 2. So I actually have weird. I have a brother, the older brother, that's completely black. Like, people just don't even believe he's my brother. And then I have another brother, because he's adopted. And then I have another brother, he's Chinese. So me and my brother are super white, and then we have a Chinese brother and a black brother, and people are just kind of like, wow, this is a weird family. Like, what is your mom doing? She just always wanted to have a big family, so my dad just kind of...
They're like, ooh, same dad? You're like, no, not same parents at all.
Obviously not, yeah. I'm like, look at his pigment. Yeah, but it was interesting. I had to look out for them a lot. They dealt with a lot of stuff. We grew up in Orange County in Huntington Beach, actually. So. Yeah, we dealt with a lot of stuff growing up with those guys, that's for sure.
Well, damn, that's harsh.
Yeah, it's all good though. Builds character. I'm like, toughen up.
Sometimes good character, sometimes he builds bad character.
Yeah, that's true. No, they're
hopefully
all
them good character.
No, yeah, they're all good guys. All 3 of them, I'm actually really proud to say, have put down payments on houses, and they all have kids, and so they're making their way. They're building their own little legacy. Yeah. I was the last in line, actually. I'm the youngest of the brothers, and then I only have a younger sister and an older sister, so I'm actually, like, kind of the baby group. All right, and then let me just triple-check everything. Okay, so PIN verification's on its way. Post Services LLC. Okay, good. Make sure I list the LLC. So you guys have the LLC already?
Yes.
Okay. He just didn't have the license for full service general contracting, right? Like a master's license?
That's correct.
Okay. Master builder. I don't think it's required for a lot of things up there, though. It's not as strict as it is in California.
It's not, as long as it's not structural.
Like a building addition.
I think that's the main exactly.
Yeah, those require a lot of...
I think...
It has to be less than 1,000. It used to be like 500, but now it's 1,000. So in other words, I can paint like a single room. And I can get paid for that job. I can come back a week later and do the next room. But I can't sign up to do more than $1,000 worth of income. So
gotcha.
If I do a $2,000 contract, I can only have $1,000 be the company income.
I mean, I feel like you would only get in trouble if like they audited you. You know what I mean? They would have to when you do your taxes. But it's like, you know, I could put on here you accept cash, check, and card, and you can tell them, hey, put this half in cash, this half on the card, and then, you know, when you go to your CPA, it's just, you know, it's 1,000. So, I mean, you could do it. Make it work for you, but you should still be able.
My grandma went to prison.
Oh my gosh. I'm not trying to get you in trouble. I'm just saying.
She was embezzling. That's not why she went to prison.
She was way more inappropriate.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, go get a business account now. Make sure you get you give that to your CPA. Yeah.
Like, it's a $3,000 job. Okay, they pay you $1,000 on the card. $2,000 cash, okay? I'll tell you
when
you do your transaction.
I'm going to send your tracking system login credentials to your tax guy so that way you can't hide anything.
Oh, no!
I'll probably do you a favor. You get more write-offs that way. All right, so I'm actually going to send you guys everything in writing because the discounts I applied, and then I will send over the invoice receipt as well. What's a good business email address for Post Services LLC?
Yes, that would be, I believe it's Oregon Post Services at Yahoo. I'm going to go check just in case.
Okay, yeah, triple check.
Yeah, it's Oregon Post Services at Yahoo.com.
Okay. Are you logged into that on like a mobile device? Like if I sent like a test email, you think you guys can get it right now? Okay. I'm gonna send a test just to make sure there's no typo. That way you guys are getting all your information. So it's just gonna say test on it and it'll have my contact info in there again. Let me know when you get it. All right. And then you told Kenneth I texted him my direct number and extension too, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, let me know if you run into some knuckleheads or something that you don't want to deal with. I want to kind of fine-tune the campaign.
I got your test.
Okay, perfect. And then, so for your guys' site, like I said, we could build you a whole new one, but we're going to build you a whole new one called a My Site. So it's like a full custom website design, but you could still technically use that domain. I don't know if you guys put that domain on like the side of a truck or if you've put it on a business card and handed out business cards or anything like that.
No, we've been waiting for the business cards and stuff until we got the contractor's license because we'd have to redo it all.
We've been waiting for all of this, even the website. We've been waiting for an improvement before we committed to buying 2,000.
Yeah, as you should. Yeah, I mean, because it's gonna represent your company. It's kind of people's first impression before you get there, so you want it to look right.
Exactly.
Yeah. You don't want anything rinky-dink on there. But what's the domain name? Is it just like postservices.com or postservicesllc.com?
I believe it's postservices.org.
Okay, let me check it out. Postservices.org. Oh, yep, I think I found it. Yeah, it's orange, kind of Halloween theme.
Yeah.
Black. Okay.
Yeah, so what we wanted it to be was more like a honeycomb, because we wanted, the orange to have, honeycombs on it.
Yeah.
But, GoDaddy wouldn't give me that option. I just had plain colors.
But the real object, if you look at our website, is actually to build a maintenance company.
We had this, we couldn't advertise it the way we wanted to on that website was our annual our annual deal. So we're trying to sell an annual package where every month we would go to someone's house. They would pay depending on their house size, average house size, they pay $1,200, $1,400 for the entire year. And then for every month is a specified job for the type of season it is. We'd go there to the house and you know, we pressure wash their driveway or whatever, and, you know, they already paid us, so we'd go there, spend an hour at their house doing that job, and then we'd be done for that month.
Right.
So
like,
that's like the main thing
contract
that he was trying to sell.
Yeah.
Mm,
I got
and
you.
Most of those things are going to be less than, you know, well, they're less than $1,000 because they only paid, you know, about $1,000 for the entire year. So, I mean, without the contractor's license, we'd be able to do all of those jobs that they would need us to do.
Right.
And we try to set it up on them. I don't know if you're still looking at it, but like...
Yeah, I am. That's why I'm kind of like humming and hawing. I'm like trying to read through all this stuff. There's so much different...
which is why, like, there's so much information on there, and, like, I feel like people are going to get bored reading it before they even choose anything.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel like, too, like, you might be like, oh, well, I like how some of them say and up on there. That's good. But I just didn't want to corner him into a pricing structure on something that's going to wind up costing more. Like the stuff where it says 3 month
right.
services, 400, and then you go out there and you're like, wait a minute, this is going to be way more than 400, and then they're trying to hold you accountable based on what's advertised on your website. So I sent you an example of like a custom website design so you guys can see it. But what I think we should do, since this is a .org and not a .com, I think we should just get a whole nother domain for you guys and just build it from scratch.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Instead of trying to go in there and undo everything.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind.
But what I would need from you guys is I would need, or maybe mostly you, Cheyenne, is I would need you to send me the logo and any photos of work that you guys have done or that you want on the new site. So that way I at least have a paper trail that says we got consent from you guys to use those photos because copyright laws and stuff.
Right. Okay.
So I sent you the email address for that. It's pretty easy. And then I also texted you. Oh, man. I think Kenneth's actually getting all these text messages. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. So just so he knows, there's some custom website examples in there. They're really nice websites that you're getting at my site. So it'll be a big improvement from what you have now. And I hate to say that. I'm not bashing what you've done. It looks a lot better than what I've seen from people, let me tell you.
Well, thanks. Just so you know, you're the only one that's told me that. Everybody else said it looks beautiful.
Yeah, I do this for a living, so I've seen some pretty bad sites. Like, no, this is good. You definitely did a good job, and I know it takes a lot of work even just to get to that point. So, you know,
it really did take a lot of work. I mean, there's a lot kind of there for me from the GoDaddy website, but it was still a lot of work.
Yeah.
I spent like a good month almost every day going in there and fixing things.
I like that you said that out loud for Kenneth to hear, so that way you guys understand what we're bringing to the table for your company every month. Because it is a lot. But we have graphic design team in-house that's going to be able to knock this out for you. And then, obviously, there's going to be a client interview. So we'll be picking your guys' brain, not just during that interview, but moving forward on that site and make sure it comes out exactly how you guys want it to. All right, so I have the profile created. Cheyenne, I don't know if I'm spelling your name correctly, so forgive me if I spelled it wrong, but I have it here as Cheyenne. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. All right. As I thought. Okay, and then, so we're going to purchase a new domain for you guys. No extra charge for the new domain, by the way. That's on us. And then... okay. How do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
Hours of operation?
I mean, at this time, I suppose 9 to 5.
9 to 5? Okay, you're going Monday through Friday, or you work the weekends too?
I mean, is there a way to put available for scheduling?
Yeah, I can actually.
I'm available to work the weekend.
Yeah, I could set it up as like by appointment only. So that way there's always like a little green icon for them to call you. And, you know, if you guys want to hash it out with them while you got them on the line.
Yeah, that would be better. Just, you know, the company hours are 9 to 5, you know, but the I'm open to answer a phone call, and yeah, like you said, hashing out, yes.
Okay, so we'll go 9 to 5 Monday through Friday as the traditional work hours, but then they could call anytime.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Cool.
All right, let me just make sure I do this properly. That way that little icon will stay green all the time. Okay, available for calls 24/7. Okay, and then can you guys accept cash?
Do you guys have
check?
Like a suggested greeting we should do when we answer the phone?
Yeah. So I mean, they have a Google Voice number, but obviously that's something you're gonna want to fine tune for your company as you go. What I can say is a big tool that we have that'll help you with that, Cheyenne, is there's a tracking system. It comes in the form of a downloadable app. You could also access it on your PC. And then it records the calls. So like if somebody's on a phone and then they do the search for your service, they click and it calls you, like they hit the little phone icon, they call you that way, it'll actually record that conversation. So you'll be able to hear yourself. You know what I mean? You can go back through those calls for each individual customer, kind of hear how that went, and then if you're like, hey, you know, that's, I like the way that sounded, you know, you could kind of develop like an answering script kind of thing that you'll go with specifically for your company. I think that would probably be a big help, and that's basically the route you would take in order to develop that. But we don't have like a set recommendation on how you should respond to people, you know, but should be nice. Yeah, you should be nice if you know you're doing this. Like, the kids are driving you crazy. Take a deep breath. Okay, let me breathe real quick. Okay, hi.
Yeah, I listen to my voicemail because I try to make my voicemail, you know, for my business. And honestly, my voice recorded just sounds like a little kid, so I feel like it definitely shouldn't be my voice on the recording.
Yeah, you got to remember, like, all the credibility is there. I mean, you could sound like a little kid because by the time they're calling you, they've already seen your reviews, they've seen your website, Google's telling them you're the top recommended in the area. You know what I mean? Like, at that point, it shouldn't really matter who answers the phone. They should be confident that it's the right people, you know?
Right. So just curious, how long till after we're off the phone will my business show up on the Google?
Oh, okay. So let's backtrack. So this isn't going to be an immediate thing. You're not going to see yourself up there today. It's not going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. So we have to build your site. We have to build your site before it's listed, and we have to PIN verify you before it's listed. So the PIN verification, like I said, that takes about 3 to 5 days. There's a 5-digit number on the back of it we're going to need from you. The initial setup, right, because the website we're going to continue to develop, but the initial setup for the site and have something presentable for customers will take about 3 to 5 days to develop. So about the same time that PIN comes in, we should be able to have a site presentable and then go ahead and put you up there. So the first week, basically, you're not going to see anything. You're not going to see yourself up there.
Well,
okay.
I did have another question.
Sure.
So you guys built my site. We looked at it. If we don't like it,
then we
how does that work?
Yeah, it's called a revisions request.
Can you fix it?
Yeah, we don't publish anything without your go-ahead first. So you'll notice that. That's why when we do this voice verification here in a second, it's going to say that you be responsive to phone calls and emails, because we might send you an email or a text message even, or we might call you, and we're just trying to get permission on, hey, have you seen the site? Are you okay with that? Can we go live with it? And if we're not getting a response back from you, then we're not publishing it. We're waiting until you give us the go-ahead, and you've looked at it, and you say, okay, I'm comfortable with that. That represents us properly. Then we do it. You know what I mean? Same thing with, like, recommendations. If we're like, hey, we noticed you guys were doing well with this, but we also noticed that these services were being searched a little bit more and there's opportunity there, we're still going to ask you. We're not just going to, you know, go ahead and make a change. So you start receiving calls from a completely different service. You know, we're going to pick your brain on it. You know, so we're basically using you as the catalyst, I guess you could say. I don't know if that's the right word. But you dictate everything, how you're seen, what kind of calls you're getting, what areas you're getting those calls from. right? That's all you guys. We're doing the legwork on it, right? We're verifying you with Google, telling them, hey, you've already been background checked. They're credible. You know, this is our client. Make sure they're always the top recommended option for these keywords, boom, boom, boom. So we're doing all the legwork on it. We're building the site, all the technical stuff that involves getting on a computer. But when it comes to representing you guys, that's where we need your input.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, kind of a drawn-out technical answer again, but I just want to be really transparent.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, I'm not real savvy in all of this stuff. I'm pretty new to it, so
that's why we're here, though. Yeah, that's why I'm here, too. So it's not like, oh, here, you know, let's just give you a fish and you eat for a day, right? We got to teach you how to fish. So, you know, I'll be kind of explaining it to you as we go, and then obviously on the back end, our reps are trained the same way, you know, so that way you know what you guys are spending money on and what we're doing for your company, you know, rather than it just be
right.
Like, no, here, pay us, and then don't ask me no questions.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, so we get in there with you, you know, it's got to work for you in order for it to work for us, or we're not getting paid next month, you know, so
okay.
It's important.
Right.
It's important to us. Okay, so I have the hours set. Can he accept cash, check, and card? Or can you guys accept cash, check, and card?
Well, I don't know how we would accept card because we don't have anything that, like, you know, scans a credit card and puts it anywhere in our bank or anything. So I don't know how that goes.
Okay,
I mean, check, I feel like I've just seen everything online about people giving you fake cashier's checks, and it takes, like, 2 weeks for the bank to even know that it was fake. So I feel like that's a scary thing to do
then the bank's asking you, like, did you know this was fake when you deposited it? Now you got a whole nother issue. You know, they think you're trying to cash fake checks.
Exactly. And I'm like, no, I thought it was real. I thought you were going to tell me it was fake.
Yeah. But a lot of times, exactly. It's funny. A lot of times they recommend, like, anytime you go to a bank and you tell them, you know, this is a business check, you know, they'll know, like, when you're cashing it or when you go to deposit it, if you go inside, they'll recommend a business bank account because that makes it a lot easier for you guys to track everything come tax time, too.
Right.
And then at that time, you'll also be able to tell them that you're looking to get what's called a merchant processing, which could be, like, PayPal business account, or you can get like the Square reader. You can order it in the mail, like plugs into your phone, and then you guys can swipe cards and take it digitally. But they do charge you anywhere from like 2-5% per transaction on those. So I know some people don't actually like those, even though they're convenient. But what we'll do, if you guys do cross that bridge, let me know. I don't know if Kenneth can hear me, but let me know, because then I could put it on the customer and let them know, hey, if you want to use a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, Amex, we could put it on your site that it's an additional charge of 2-5%. So that way they're aware of that and they're not taking that out of your guys' income. Does that make sense?
Right, yeah.
Okay, I know that was another long, drawn-out answer, but basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to set it up as cash and check. Hopefully no crazy checks happen, right? That's like worst-case scenario. Last thing I want is Kenneth to go beat down some guy's door because you guys can't cash check. But we'll start it out. Well, that's what I would do. But we'll start it out like this. Yeah. We'll start it out like this, and then if you guys do get that merchant processing and accept cards, just let me know. Same thing with the license. We'll just update it, and we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Okay. Is there a way to, instead of, like, the check, accept, like, you know, like, Venmo or PayPal?
I can put that on there.
That's something I have for our business.
Yeah, I could put that on there. I could put cash, and then I could put, like, Venmo, PayPal, Zelle. I don't know if you guys take Zelle. I could add those, too.
I don't have it, but, I mean, I'm sure it's not hard to make.
Yeah, if you have, like, Bank of America or, like, Schools First, I think there's a few. Chase, I think they all offer Zelle through the mobile app.
Oh, yeah. I have Rogue Credit Union.
Yeah. Or if you have an iPhone, Apple Pay, Cash App.
Android.
Well, another incentive to get an iPhone, but Android's actually owned by Google, so I shouldn't say that. Yeah, it's I can't hear you. The kids are going nuts. But I know you.
Yeah.
I know how that is. It's pretty much high. I actually look forward to going home every day, but it's okay. I grew up around.
Until the fits start, and then you're like,
Oh, no. I'm a seasoned veteran. I grew up in a big family, so I can sleep right through it. Oh,
I can't, because it's always, Mom, waking me up because they don't want to go to Dad, or he's the one that made him cry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My boys, they know already. They're like, if he's sleeping, just leave him alone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My boys are funny. They'll, like, slap me on the head, and I'll wake up, and I'll start slapping them on the head back. Like, how do you like
it? That's how my boys wake up their dad, too. My 2-year-old over here, she's so sweet. She'll come wake me up. She'll be like, Mommy, and she'll kiss me on the cheek. I'm like, what are you so sweet for?
Yeah. And then they'll grow out of it. They'll grow out of it, though.
Yeah, they always do.
My youngest just turned 1.5 on the 28th. So he's right at that age. He's acting real sweet and getting his first words in and stuff, roaring at me like a dinosaur when I come home. All right, so I got your profile set up. I'm just triple-checking everything. And then there was a client interview. So are we just going to do the client interview with you, Cheyenne, or is Kenneth going to be able to join us? Because it usually takes, like, 30 minutes to an hour, but we schedule it. Could be, like, any time tomorrow.
Yeah, I believe he'll be able to be in it.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to pick his brain, especially if he's going to be the boots on the ground out there. Like when he actually gets to the client, if he does a lot of the client facing, I would like for him to be involved in that. But it usually takes 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it. What's a good time for you guys tomorrow?
Tomorrow, let's see. What is tomorrow? Wednesday?
Wednesday, yeah, the 2nd. So cute.
You know what? I would say around 10.
10? Okay. So what I'm going
to
do...
I homeschool my kids. They're in class from like 9 to 10, so...
I don't blame
right
you. I've actually considered that last year when my son, he was barely in kindergarten, and they were talking about...
Yeah.
I don't know how it is up there, but California is just ridiculous. It's like communist California over here. They were trying to vaccinate my son without my consent.
Yeah, actually, that's what I keep telling everybody. I'm like, you know, the government says when you sign your kids up for public school, you're signing your child over to the government when they're in their facility. So when your child's at the public school, they're no longer your child. They're the government to do what they want with them.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And you
I'll
sign them over to
down.
Them.
Yeah, but I kind of figured
I'm like,
you
know
what? There's a lot of indoctrination that happens there. I noticed that growing up. I'm like, why do they have us pledging allegiance to this flag like we're a cult, you know? Like, we should naturally be prideful.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the flag's not what's giving us freedom.
Yeah. I'm like, you don't got to swear us in when you're using my parents' tax money to pay for this in the first place.
Exactly. Well, if you pledge allegiance to anything, it should be to the troops that are giving us our freedom, not the flag, okay?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, your grandfather was there, not this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's horrible.
It's all bad. And then all those teachers trying to, like, okay, for instance, this whole, changing your gender and stuff, how they're allowing children. I don't know, California, but Oregon.
Yeah, they're doing that here, too. Like, I'm like, no, don't talk to my kids about that. They're too young. Like, unless they're in high school and they're in a sex ed class, then talk about it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But until that point, you don't need to be telling little boys they could be girls and girls they could be boys and boys, you know? That's just not... It doesn't align.
There's this lady that's going so far over here that she said she's letting her kids identify as a cat. And she even brought a chat box in the classroom so they could go to the bathroom in it.
Oh, God. That's what happens when you legalize.
I'm like, oh, my God. I'm just appalled by what people are doing. I'm like, I'm not going to subject my children to this crazy crap.
Yeah, luckily I found out through my church, because I go to Calvary Chapel down here. I found out through my church, so that we can get a religious exemption. There's like a Christian religious exemption if you look it up. I didn't really read too much through it, but they were like, hey, all our kids got exempt from the vaccine. We just think this. So I just signed it and sent it over, and then they haven't asked me for any of it, or I haven't got any pushback since the year started. So.
That's good. Oregon's so crazy that anymore, I don't even trust giving my kids the regular vaccines. I feel like someone's going to be like, oh, this kid needs the COVID vaccine and sneak your fucking COVID vaccine in their regular vaccine without my permission or my knowing.
Right? I've been hearing a lot of stuff, kids having this heart conditions that have taken that.
Yeah. The vaccine's making their heart inflamed. It's making it swell up and...
costochondritis or something.
And then
like
they're dying.
Yeah, it's so messed up. Yeah, I'm scared about those kind of things. It's like, in the beginning, it was like, oh, this little life is so fragile, it's my responsibility. Now, I don't worry about that. Like, I'm like, I got it. If he's with me, he's good. It's like other people.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? And other people.
I'm like, help me, doctors. Am I doing this right? And I'm like, get the fuck away from my child.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't trust anybody but me with my kids. So I told my son, I even got him a phone already. I'm like, hey, if they ever try to stick you with anything, like, you call me, you know what I mean? I'll come down there.
Like, you kick him in the nuts, you run, and you call me, I'm there.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want them to say that they stabbed you in self-defense, so just run away and call me. Don't kick him in the nuts. I don't like that.
If you're violating his personal boundary by trying to jab him with a pokey thing, you know?
Yeah, you get what you get. Yeah.
I think a muscle kick is dignified.
Yeah, he already hates shots anyway, and anything sharp, he's like, hates blood, so I'm like, okay, he'll probably be already looking for a way out.
Right.
Yeah, but
he's like having a panic attack over there watching his friend get the needle.
Yeah, I was asking him too, like, they took the One Nation Under God out of their Pledge of Allegiance. And they're in first grade.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm like, they're literally removing God from public school. They're like removing
God. That was like the only God thing that they had left, and I was surprised that they kept it.
Yeah, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I've been talking to his mom about that all the time. I'm like, are we going to homeschool him? And she's like, she doesn't really want to do it. And I don't blame her.
Honestly, this is my thing, because I told my husband, because he didn't really want me to homeschool them either. He's like, oh, they need to go to school. They need the socialization. But I'm like, you know, I didn't have a kid, so the government could raise my kid for me, and I can see them for 2 hours a night, feed them dinner, and tell them to get their ass in bed.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not what I had kids for. I had kids so I could be their parent and I could raise them. And honestly, I love watching them accomplish things in school. Like, when they get things right and they feel so good about it, I feel so good about it. And I know damn well that teacher don't give a shit. She doesn't feel good about it like I do.
Yeah.
She doesn't enjoy my kids' accomplishments like I do. She has hundreds of kids in there.
No,
she's
they're gonna
doing
turn
her job
out.
Getting money.
No,
she
they're
got
gonna turn
more.
Out really well. You know, I know they're gonna turn out well, not just because of the homeschooling. Obviously, the socialization part, I understand that, but there's four of them at least. You know what I mean? So they can talk amongst each other.
Right.
You know what I mean? They'll have people skills. They know how to deal with people. But it's also just like you don't want these. I'm sorry. Excuse me. No, can you put that? Yeah. Thank you. Sorry. But no, it's also that he's starting his own business, that you guys have your own business, because school and the education system is so messed up, and that it teaches everybody how to be a cog in a machine. It teaches you how to work.
Exactly.
People. Even if you go to school and you become a doctor, you get in all that debt, you go be a doctor, you work for the guy that owns the hospital. They don't teach you how to do your taxes. They don't teach you how to buy a building and create a hospital. You know, they don't teach you any of that stuff. They don't teach you how to start your own company.
We decided that when our kids are like middle school, that I don't really care about the high school credits.
Yeah.
Because first of all, I've never had a job that has asked to see my diploma. Right? They just asked me, so I'm like, yeah, I got my diploma. I didn't. I got my GED, but they're not like, all right, ma'am, before we hire you, can we see your diploma? It don't matter, right?
It does not matter.
So,
no, it doesn't. We hire people
when they're in
here
high
all
school,
the time.
I feel like
Google
instead of doing high school stuff, they're going to college.
Google hires people all the time without a college degree. People don't know that.
Yeah.
And it's based off of experience. They go, do you know how to build a site? Yeah, I know how to build a site. Here, boom, boom, boom. They put it together. The guy's built a site like 100 times. Okay, he knows what he's doing. Hire him. You got a social security number?
Yeah, you know, I've actually been thinking about going back to college to learn how to be like the position I am in our business, you know, like the marketing and business owner type of stuff. Cause
yeah, that's more of like a trade,
though.
It could
be, because I'm an adult. Like, I'm not even sure how I'm supposed to be doing my taxes next year. Or